This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hiring is still strong in America, even in the face of higher interest rates. I'm David Brancaccio. The news today from the government is that 372,000 more people were working in June. It's yet another strong number for job growth in the U.S. and was higher than expected, driving up the 10-year interest rate to 3.08%. The report also shows that wages went up just 0.3% from May to June, so it's not high wages driving inflation higher still, a spiral that policymakers would like to avoid. Economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives.
There is no such thing as a recession without job losses. We are not in a recession.
But the Federal Reserve of Atlanta, prior to this, had warned we might already be in a recession, and there's still a possibility that the GDP number could show a second quarter in a row of contraction.
Adding 372,000 jobs a month and a steady unemployment rate at 3.6% is not a recession.
Repeat after Julia. We are not in a... Earlier this week, we also got the news on the number of people confident enough in the economy that they're opting to quit for something that they see as better. 4 million people quit in May, but with the Fed trying to slow things down, will people start getting more careful before deciding to resign? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that.
Higher quit rates are usually a sign of worker confidence, says Julia Pollack, chief economist at job site ZipRecruiter.
When there are more jobs out there, it's more likely that you'll take a leap and apply for a new one.
Now, Pollack says the mood might be shifting. While the job market is still quite strong, unemployment claims have crept up, and we've seen layoffs in the mortgage industry.
Quits fell 41% in real estate and rental and leasing, and that is a sign that workers in that industry, they're going to hang tight and keep the jobs that they've got.
But most workers aren't watching macroeconomic trends, says organizational psychologist Denise Rousseau at Carnegie Mellon.
It's more likely job-related behavior, like quitting, is related to social information. What are your peers? What are they doing with regard to their job search?
She says a slowdown in quits could be due to better working conditions as employers compete for staff. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
That main payroll survey ignores an important set of workers, gig workers, or independent contractors more generally, which are not counted in that 372,000 net new hires that we were just discussing. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Early in the pandemic, everything from ride sharing to musical productions shut down, along with the rest of the economy. Even so, it hasn't been too bad a time to be a gig worker, freelancer, or independent contractor, says UNC sociologist Alexandria Ravenel. To start with, for the first time ever, government provided generous unemployment benefits that non-traditional workers usually aren't eligible for.
For some gig workers, it was life-changing. It bought them time to stop hustling to save some money for a change and think about what they wanted to do in their lives.
And things have gotten better as the economy's reopened and people are going places again, says Adam Ozimek at the Economic Innovation Group.
Self-employment recovered much faster than payroll employment. And that's a sign that you've got both increased supply and increased demand for gig workers.
Gig workers have to deal with sharp price inflation just like everyone else, but they may be able to respond with some earnings inflation of their own, says Leah Palagashvili at George Mason University's Mercatus Center.
If you're a freelance musician on Upwork, or if you're a tutor, you might be able to increase your per hour fee that you charge. Some gig workers who are on Uber and DoorDash, for example, they can't set their own prices, right? Those prices are dictated by the companies via an algorithm.
Meanwhile, rideshare and delivery drivers are spending 50% more than they did a year ago on gas to fill up their tanks. But as Alexandria Ravenel points out, while you and I might be paying more for a ride now,
just because the platform's increasing the price doesn't mean the driver's making any more money.
If the Fed's fight against inflation leads to a rise in layoffs and unemployment, more people are likely to turn to gig work to replace lost income. That, in turn, could lead to more competition among gig workers for rides and food deliveries and students to tutor. At the same time, consumer demand for those services is falling. And if the economy slows enough to slip into recession again, there won't be a generous federal safety net for unemployed gig workers like there was last time around. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Despite all the fire breathing from central bankers about higher interest rates, we learned this week that the average rate on a 30-year fixed home loan fell 5.3% now, second week in a row that mortgage rates have fallen. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Over the last couple weeks, mortgage rates have fallen by about half a percentage point at Bay State Savings Bank in Massachusetts. CEO Peter Alden says demand for mortgages slowed down.
People are now priced out because of affordability, what they can borrow.
Mortgage rates are also tied to the yield on the 10-year government bond, which falls when investors buy more bonds. And Freddie Mac chief economist Sam Cater says many investors want to buy those safe government bonds right now.
I think it's more of a forward-looking view in terms of looking at the economy and flashing a concern about a recession next year.
Cater says a recession wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing for the housing market.
If this is a very mild or very moderate recession, like we had in the early 2000s, the housing market will sail right through that. It just leads to lower rates and an acceleration in purchase and refinances.
But if a recession deepens and leads to higher unemployment, buying a home will get even harder. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
And Theranos is the Silicon Valley startup that collapsed after fudging claims for its pinprick medical tests. The star founder of the company, Elizabeth Holmes, was convicted of defrauding investors in January, you may recall. Now a jury in California has found the company's president and Holmes' former boyfriend, Ramesh Sunny-Balwani, is also guilty. He faces up to 20 years. I'm David Brancaccio, the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.